In case you haven't noticed, a new round of statewide ads about fracking have been hitting the airwaves.
Do you know where we can get the energy to heat our homes, power our businesses, keep us moving? The answer is under our feet, a mile under, in fact. Through environmentally safe fracking, we're tapping into...
Funding for the ads comes from Coloradans for Responsible Energy Development, or CRED. Anna Darko and Noble Energy formed the group in September. John Hobart is the spokesman. He says the goal is to educate people and correct misinformation.
Overwhelmingly, the information they're getting is, you know, 2-to-1 from folks that are against oil and gas development. But still, despite all that, people haven't made up their mind, which means they do want more information. They are looking to get another set of facts.
The idea for such an organization has been batted around for years, and Halbert says things got serious after several anti-fracking initiatives made it onto this year's election ballot.
Merely the fact that they qualified shows that there's not enough education out there on these issues. And I think that there are other entities out there that do some amount of this, but this is CRED's entire focus, public education on fracking. And it's, I think, arguably overdue, but no time like the present.
Improving community relations was clearly on the minds of those attending the annual Mountain Energy Summit in Denver in August. Jeff Naveen was the chief of staff to former Energy Secretary Stephen Chu. During the summit, he told members of the energy industry that they needed to be more transparent.
When you're dealing with something like fracking that is very technical, that is a little bit scary, anytime you've got an opportunity to err on the side of full disclosure, take it. The more you can demystify fracking, the more it's going to be accepted.
It is a reasonable position to be concerned about oil and gas development.
Tisha Schuler is the president of the Colorado Oil and Gas Association. Her group just hired its first community outreach coordinator.
When we have that conversation begun with empathy and engagement, then we are successful. And we found that you can very successfully transition a community from one that's opposing oil and gas development to one that's engaged and passes some kind of solution and is supportive.
But fracking activists like Kelly Giddens say engagement isn't the answer. Giddens works for Citizens for a Healthy Fort Collins, which helped pass a 5-year fracking moratorium in the city.
They're out there saying, this is perfectly safe, we're here to help you, when the fact is that there's not scientific consensus that fracking is safe. So every time they say that on television, they're lying.
Giddens wants more studies on the environmental and health impacts associated with fracking, and she wants companies to drill in less populated areas.
I support any effort to make people's lives safer that are already living with oil and gas.
There are still a lot of unknowns about fracking and its future. The Colorado Oil and Gas Association hasn't said if it will challenge any of the recently passed fracking bans and moratoriums. The state and COGA are already suing the city of Longmont over a fracking ban passed last year. Regardless, John Hobart with Coloradans for Responsible Energy Development says both pro- and anti-fracking groups will continue battling it out.
Certainly Colorado is looked at in the West as kind of a bellwether state, and I think that's why you see it happening here.
One thing that may help the oil and gas industry as speculation grows about a statewide ban on fracking, a new poll from Quinnipiac University. It shows out of 1,200 voters surveyed, 51% support fracking, while only 34% oppose it. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.